Hello, this is Darrell Castle with today's Castle Report. Today is Friday, September 29th, 2017, and on today's report, I will be talking about one of my favorite subjects, and that is football. Who doesn't like to talk about football? But today, we talk about the NFL and the national anthem protests there. This has been a very busy week, though. Busy in news, many things happening that are worthy of note. Things such as the re-election of Angela Merkel in Germany, the woman who destroyed modern Germany. But the German Conservative Party gained enough support, about 13%, to have seats in the German parliament. That's good news. In Alabama, Roy Moore finally won the Republican primary for the U.S. Senate seat, previously vacated by Jeff Sessions. Roy has been in the struggle for many, many years, but if he wins the special election coming up December 12th, and it looks certain that he will, a populist candidate opposed to both the mainstream of his own party as well as the Democrat agenda will sit in the U.S. Senate. Finally, in a small church outside of Nashville, Tennessee, a black racist who came to the United States from Sudan at 5 years of age shot 7 people, killing 1 so far. The shooter had apparently been radicalized by anti-white rhetoric he had read or seen on social media. He decided to do something about it. So he went out to a little country church and shot a bunch of older white people. But my discussion today, as I said, is on a far more mundane subject, the subject of football. Far less important than any of those. But today, I have to talk about football because the National Football League and its players have made it virtually impossible not to talk about it. I doubt if there is anyone left in America who doesn't know that the NFL players have started refusing to stand for the national anthem. Most kneel, but a few teams have stayed in the locker rooms while the anthem is playing. Last Sunday, at the annual game in London, England, the team stood for God Save the Queen, but not for the Star-Spangled Banner. The fact that I am even talking about this points to how sports, especially football, have become an obsession to Americans. Every game that is played now is nationally televised, whether it's the traditional Sunday afternoon games, the Sunday night game, the Monday night game, and now Thursday night. Families plan their weeks around NFL football. It is, to put it mildly, very important to people, more of an obsession than just entertainment. I've been a sports fan my entire life, as my family is painfully aware, and if I watch television at all, it's sports. Even when there is no time to catch a full game, I will catch bits and pieces of games. And, of course, follow the scores on my phone. There are tens of millions of people out there in America who are far more obsessed than I am. That's pretty scary, folks, but it's true. People physically attend each home game their team plays. Most have tailgating traditions with friends and family. It would not be unusual today for a family of four to spend $500 at an NFL game with tickets, concessions, and team souvenirs. These people have had their worlds disturbed. They watch football to escape the cultural divide, not to have the cultural divide forced into their living rooms. Many argue that the players have a right to do what they're doing, a perfect right, people say. Many others say no, they are employees, therefore their behavior at work is or should be controlled by their employers. Here's a simple solution to all the protests that are now spreading to college, even high school games. Stop going. Stop watching. Stop buying merchandise. Stop patronizing the league sponsors. Whether you think they have a right to stand for the anthem or not is one thing of which I am certain. You have an absolute right to refuse to watch them do it. That's where the free market comes in and controls in sports and anywhere else it's allowed to. If two teams showed up to play in an empty 70,000-seat, billion-dollar arena, I'm certain it would get their attention. Ideally, when teams kneel for the anthem, 70,000 people would get up and walk out, but we don't live in an ideal world, do we? It doesn't take 100%, however, to have an impact. Only 20% will drive most teams below their profit margins and cost the television network hundreds of millions of dollars. That's what I've done. I've stopped watching. It's hard. It really is, because I'm addicted, as I suspect many of you are. But I've stopped watching. More importantly, I've stopped caring, which is much harder. But I'm working on it. Once you lose a week of keeping up with what happened in each game, what the record of each team is, which team each team plays next week, who plays each night, so on and so forth, it gets easier. Yes, I love football, but I love my country. I don't see how anyone who has served in the military as I have or who has had family members in the military could still watch these people. Why would you want to pay to watch people denigrate the things that you believe in? The NFL and the networks have entered the golden goose killing territory. So let's just help them do it. They can do it without us. There are fringe left-wing causes out there trying to latch on to the protest. That's where the danger lies for the NFL if the league becomes just another left-wing entertainment vehicle. They're done. Most fans, I believe, come from hard-working, middle America types of families, so alienating them is a big mistake. My hometown newspaper, the Memphis Commercial Appeal, on its front page headline yesterday said, quote, "Kneeling reflects the spirit of MLK Jr." So obviously then, this is a black thing, just as Colin Kaepernick said it was when he started it all. The sad part is that no real discussion is possible. There can be no real examination of whether or not the assumptions of the protesters are valid or not to discuss these subjects. Must mean that you think there could be reasons and solutions other than the prevailing narrative presented endlessly on television, movies, and now NFL football. The other day, I saw a car going down the street in Memphis, Tennessee. On its back window, the driver had written a message that said, "If you disagree with the NFL protests, you are a Nazi." Who wants to be called a Nazi? Who wants to be shunned, fired from their job, and so forth? So the subject can't be discussed or examined. Only one view is possible. It is now impossible to detach the world of sports from the prevailing ideology that bombards us constantly. It has already hurt the NFL because ratings are down across the board. ESPN, which controls much of sports, has gone all in supporting the protest. Disney, which owns ESPN, is rumored to be trying to sell the network. So when you settle into your easy chair to watch your Cowboys this weekend, just remember, folks, they're not really your Cowboys. No, they belong to Jerry Jones, who owns the team and the billion-dollar stadium they play in. We can do this, folks. I know we can. It will get easier each week when the NFL apologizes, as it inevitably will. And his spokesperson says, "We didn't really mean it, folks. We didn't mean to offend our fans, so please come back." When that happens, I plan to say, maybe later, but not right now, because you've revealed yourself for what you really and truly are. Finally, folks, we're in a war for the survival of our culture, and the NFL is on the wrong side in that war. Let's let the free market work. Just stop caring so the NFL and the networks learn just how irrelevant they really are. Remember, the free market gives you what you deserve, not what you want. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.